The report, I think, shows well with maps where the problem is highest, in two ways, if you want. We can show what proportion of patients who have tuberculosis are resistant. So we can see that there are very high levels, especially in parts of the Russian Federation, as well as in other countries of the former Soviet Union. But we can also give an idea about the number of patients who have drug resistance. And the number of patients will be, of course, proportional to all the TB cases. So you can have countries like China, for example, where the levels of MDR-TB among TB patients might be low, but because there are a lot of TB cases, the absolute number of cases will be quite high.
And which countries specifically are highlighted in this report as showing high levels of multidrug resistant TB?
In countries of the former Soviet Union, you have a higher likelihood that among the TB patients, you will be meeting cases who are resistant. However, in certain countries, let's say like in Swaziland, for instance, or in Botswana, because the rates of TB are so high, because they are driven by HIV, then chances as well, the number of patients with multidrug resistant TB, because it is being, the whole TB epidemic is being fueled by underlying HIV, the numbers are also substantially higher than we had recorded them in the past.
Would you say the high numbers of multidrug resistant TB is as a result of probably failures in the HIV/AIDS control programs?
Well, the main causes of drug-resistant TB, probably worldwide, are due to improper use of the medication that is intended for TB patients. So I would not say that it's always due to HIV. There are certain places, clearly, where there is an association between HIV and multidrug-resistant TB. And these places, they're very important that these patients are identified and treated properly because the mortality in these patients will be very high. And also to look at what are the causes of this association, if there are particular risk groups who can transmit.
Your report says these cases are a serious public health threat. Why do you make such an observation?
Well, it is a serious public health threat because patients who develop drug resistance are much more difficult to treat. These patients will require treatment, whereas patients who have sensitive TB require usually between 6 and 8 months of treatment with drugs which are usually very well tolerated and which are not expensive. In contrast, patients who need treatment for drug-resistant TB usually require treatment for 2 years with many more drugs and drugs which are less effective and which cause more side effects, which are more expensive. So these two aspects are very important to keep in mind, as well as to remember that a patient who develops drug-resistant TB can then transmit that disease to other contacts. So once you have drug resistance developing in the community, you can also then keep transmitting the disease to others.
What recommendations are you making for countries to adopt to bring down multidrug-resistant TB?
The most important thing is that TB, the normal and what we call ordinary TB, which is not drug-resistant, is treated properly. So that patients get proper treatment with good drugs and they do not default, so they do not interrupt their treatment, and that they should take their treatment as prescribed. So that's one important thing. The second important thing is that if there are cases who develop drug resistance, that they are treated properly, and they are treated in ways which are conducive to them having the treatment and completing it and getting support to ensure that they don't abandon the treatment. And thirdly is that proper infection control measures are put in place. And also, for all this to be properly monitored and properly surveyed, information systems are important as well, because unless we have good information on what is going on, it is difficult to plan properly and to be able to tell what is going on.